This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Wednesday, the 27th of January. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is the lovely
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about plastic waste. Now, this is something that maybe we've not really realized has been a side effect of this COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to be talking about, single-use plastic and how we can try and reduce that. We also have a story later on about bioplastics, you know, what it is and how that can help the situation we're in right now. And we're going to cap off the show with the story about how 2021 is going to be a virtual Chinese New Year for quite a few Malaysians. But of course, on the show today, we are asking you if you have noticed that you are using more plastic waste during this pandemic. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. We have polls happening on both those platforms. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, we've been told not to let our guard down during this pandemic. Wash your hands, physical distancing and whatnot. But, we've kind of overlooked something else during this pandemic, and that is our plastic waste situation. Now, on Monday, I ordered a bowl of lamin, and it was food delivery. And what I got was one paper bowl, a plastic cover. I got a plastic spoon. I got wooden chopsticks, but that came in a plastic cover.
Right.
And then I got two plastics with chili and then the sambal. And so altogether, I had 7 pieces of plastic waste.
That's one meal.
And that's for one person. You know, so I'm just imagining we're all now on lockdown and working from home. And of course, you know, food delivery is happening a lot. So we go to the restaurants and we get takeaway, right? So there's plenty of plastic waste happening. Frida, have you noticed an increase of plastic waste?
For sure. You know, a resounding yes, right? And I'm just thinking about it. I guess when we do take away, we can bring our tiffins, but when we get that delivery coming to us, right, we can always say no cutlery as much as possible, right? And I just had an idea, but probably I'll share that later about what a company can do right now to sound out, right? To stand out in the crowd, if you were to say, completely, all our parts are, you know, not using plastic. And maybe that will be something that, you know, people say, okay, I'm choosing to purchase from this place. But even to do that, it's not a cheap thing to do.
It is not, exactly. So, and the other thing is sometimes when you talk about, you know, bringing your own Tupperware to tap out, right? When the people at the restaurant, they give it back to you, in a plastic bag.
Right.
So that is the other thing.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you know, so plastic waste, instead of decreasing as planned, is on the rise due to COVID-19 threatening to derail the country's fledgling environmental efforts. And I'm sure this must be a global thing, right? From your mask, your takeaway plastic food containers to zip ties. So experts have reported seeing an increase in plastic waste.
Yeah, and we don't have the figures for Malaysia, but a quick search online, and I found that our neighbours up north, they actually recorded a 60% surge in plastic waste during the first wave of COVID-19 in Thailand. So that's 60%. And the Thailand Research Development Institute also claimed that one order of food delivery on average contained up to 7 pieces of plastic waste.
You counted
like
it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So when the MCO was announced here last March, many businesses in the food and beverage industry realized it meant higher plastic use and therefore more plastic waste. Some took steps such as limiting the use of plastic products when serving their customers by using cardboard takeaway containers instead of plastic, and asking diners to forego plastic cutlery. I always do that. But even then, little can be done to cut plastic completely out of their takeout and delivery system, not unless they want to risk food safety and reduce risk of transmission of the coronavirus. So you can have the container, but the top bit, right?
Exactly. Now, many businesses also use environmentally friendly packaging, either degradable plastic, which I understand can be slightly more expensive, or they pack their food in cardboard boxes for takeaway and delivery, which can be a challenge if you think about it on rainy days, you know, because you know what rain does, right? To paper bags and such.
Right. So acknowledging the risks of plastic pollution and microplastics, the government launched a roadmap towards zero single-use plastics in 2018, which aims to eradicate single-use plastics in 10 years, which was fine in 2018. And although slotted for this year, public education awareness messaging have not taken off. However, other aspects of roadmap, such as a pollution charge for plastic bags and giving plastic straws only a request, are becoming a policy in all states. I really say you don't need the straws.
Yeah. Now, most experts, however, say current efforts products are too weak or they're just too little considering how much plastic use COVID-19 has sparked. And they say the commitment required to effect the necessary change to reduce plastic and protect the environment has been slow in coming, you know. Right. So solid waste management researchers from University of Malaya, they say that if you want to achieve a real reduction in plastic usage, the ban on single-use plastic, like plastic bags, has to be a complete and total ban.
Mm.
And we should not just talk about banning plastic or charging for plastic. We just need to get rid of it entirely. They add that Malaysia needed to develop other options for reducing plastic, such as following the example of, I think it was China, and using organic materials to replace plastic.
Well, China leading the way. So some say it needs to be a consumer-led effort. Others say having a roadmap for zero single-use plastic alone won't cut it. You need more education awareness coming. It may be harsher penalties and bans by the authorities. But what about what retailers can do?
Yeah, so you know, when we come back, we're going to be speaking to a retailer who's on a mission to eliminate self-induced single-use plastic at his outlet by the end of 2023. Self-induced is the first thing you have to think about, right? What you personally can do. And we will be speaking to Jeff King in just a few minutes. But of course, get in touch with us. Chime in. Tell us, are you using more plastic waste during this pandemic? If so, how? If you realize that you found a way, you know, to cut down self-induced single-use plastic waste during this pandemic as well, share your tips with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's Marvin Gaye with Mercy, Mercy Me. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you about your plastic waste. Are you using more plastic, single-use plastic during this pandemic? If so, how? And if you're not, tell us how as well. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll happening on Twitter.
Right. So sadly, 68.7% yes, due to food delivery. Yes, PPE, 7.3%, but I think that's necessary. No at 22%. And I like to hear from no, how you I guess maybe cooking from home. Mm. I don't know. You know, how do you avoid it? That will be something that we can all learn from. Yeah.
Over on Instagram, it's 73%. Oh, now it's 74% for yes and 26% for no. And we have a bunch of messages to get to. But, you know, we also have on the line with us right now, Jeff King, the CEO of The Food Purveyor, or TFP. Now, TFP was formerly known as Village Grocer Holdings. They are a premium supermarket group in Malaysia with three supermarket brands that serve unique segments, right? There was Village Grocer, Ben's Independent Grocer, and Pasaraya OTK.
So after the successful move of switching off single-use plastic carrier bags at checkout counters last year at Ben's Independent Grocer, or BIG, and BIG are admitting under a new initiative to eliminate 30 million single-use plastic in 2021. The initiative, which started earlier this month, involves eliminating single-use plastic bags from its fresh fruits and vegetables areas and introducing the use of reusable mesh bags to eventually replace the plastic-produced rolls that customers frequently use for weighted products.
Yeah, so, you know, we have Jeff on the line with us to talk to us about the challenges in trying to make this big move. He's on a mission, right? Mm. Jeff, thank you for staying on the line. Now, what kind of challenges is the Food Purveyor facing in reducing plastic waste? You know, talk to us about combining things at the grocery side and also other packaging as well.
Great question. Yeah, no, there's lots of challenges. Plastic is such a good material for protecting product. And without plastic, we're trying to find good alternatives. And that's the first challenge, is finding good alternatives that are as good as plastic. Secondly, cost. I think other materials generally cost more, whether it's paper, cardboard, and other materials. They tend to cost a little bit more, which pushes up the price of our products versus others. And thirdly, it's really about customer acceptance. So do customers accept produce being bundled together with paper and string or in cardboard or whatever? These are factors that we're very considerate about, because customer satisfaction is primary to us.
Right. Jeff, what kind of initiatives have you put in place to encourage customers to reduce plastic waste while shopping with you and elsewhere?
Back at the beginning of 2020, we introduced Plastic Free by 2023 initiative across the whole of the food purveyor. We plan to eliminate all our single-use plastic by the end of 2023 that we introduce into our retail operation. Firstly, that includes carrier bags, but also we're moving on to look at the plastic around produce areas, the plastic trays and the wrapping around meat and fish, and also the plastic bags in bakery as well. But 2020 really was the main achievement was the plastic we reduced at the carrier bags and at the checkout counter. Mm. By the end of the year, we had persuaded customers to completely give up plastic bags in the BIG stores. No longer can you get single-use bags there. And by the end of February in 2021, we'll have achieved the same thing in Village Grocer. We then move on this year to look at the produce bags and plan to eliminate those by the end of 2021.
Right. Now, from a retailer's perspective, Jeff, you know, what needs to be done to bridge the gap in the plastic circular economy?
That's a really good question. Yeah, for a plastic economy to be fully sustainable, all parts of the chain need to be operational. And if one's not in place, then the whole thing breaks down. We're doing our part to reduce the amount of plastic in our organisation and encourage reuse and encourage customers to change their behaviours. What's required from their perspective is a way of segregating their waste into different types of plastic and for those plastics to be collected by a refuse collection system and taken to the right processing plants. Mm. And when in the right volumes, those processing plants can run economically and produce the reused plastic that can go back into the chain at the beginning in new forms of packaging.
Mm. Lastly, Jeff, could the government or members of the public be doing more to help Malaysia reach its roadmap towards zero single-use plastics?
Obviously, always people can do more. But I think people are doing good things and we are moving in the right direction. Customers are changing and we see that every day. They are adopting more greener and eco-friendly practices and they know that that's a good thing and they want to do that. What governments can do is encourage all parts of the chain to be operational through incentives and penalties and also bringing the right people together to make the whole thing work. So I think we're on the right direction, but there's more to be done, obviously, in all parts of the chain.
Right. Thank you for that, Jeff. That was Jeff King, CEO of the Food Purveyor, or TFP.
Right. So I just remembered this interview I did with Datin Minacha from The Body Shop, mm-hmm. right? And I think people are more aware and people are willing to make that change if there are ways, right? And, you know, Datin Mina was saying, actually it was The Body Shop who said no plastics, right? And he said they used to get scolded by customers. I bought so much products. How come you're not giving me plastic bags? And that sort of thing. But if you listen to that, you know, go to our podcast and search that story. So it's very interesting how we've evolved. And, you know, the situation has made us go back again, you know, regressed in this area. But, you know, there's hope, right? I think we all can do our part. Yeah.
Right. When we come back, we have a story about bioplastics and how maybe bioplastics can help with the situation that we're in right now, you know, with this heavy use of plastic waste. Are you using more plastic waste during this pandemic? If so, how? And if you've managed to cut down somehow, tell us how you're doing that as well. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to more of your messages, but for now, here's Joni Mitchell with Big Yellow Taxi. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.